Yiddish music. Is it in forward now? You usually don't find it on Billboard's Top 40. Folkways Records released an album of Yiddish music that sold so poorly, royalties over more than half a century amounted to less than $1,000. That recording, though, inspired several generations of musicians and writers, and now an ensemble of klezmer musicians from three continents has recreated the album that was originally recorded by a man known as Prince Nazarov. John Kalish has more.
Playing Yiddish music in public was once so common among Jewish immigrants who lived near the beaches in New York and Los Angeles that it came to be known as boardwalk music. And that's where I found the brothers Nazarov on the boardwalk at Coney Island. The brothers Nazarov are being filmed by a Hungarian director making a documentary about them and their namesake, though the band's accordion player, Daniel Kahn, isn't sure there'll be much of an audience.
Not everybody loves this, you know? And I don't expect everybody to love it. This is for people who are willing to have a good time. People who understand that it's subversive to be joyous in public.
The brothers Nazarov are a bit more polished than their inspiration.
When I first heard the record, which was many years ago, my initial reaction to it was like, how the hell did this get recorded?
Michael Wex is the author of the best-selling book, Born to Kvetch.
It sounds like the Yiddish-speaking janitor and a bunch of his friends at Folkways broke in one night and just sort of seized the equipment and started playing songs.
Wex points out that Folkways record head Mo Ash was the son of Sholem Ash, the most important Yiddish writer in America in the early 20th century. So his son was certainly plugged into the Yiddish art scene. But Wex thinks there may be another reason Ash put out the Nazarov 10-inch.
The Nazarov stuff was recorded right after Ash had released Harry Smith's Anthology of American Folk Music. It's almost as if Ash wanted to do a kind of Yiddish pendant to Harry Smith's anthology.
It was a fluke that he was recorded.
Bob Cohen is the Budapest-based mandolinist of the brothers Nazarov.
That was not what people recorded. People recorded what would elevate the culture. They didn't record what Jewish drunks did in the back room of a bar, you know? But why were we in the back room of a bar?
Because that's where this music was often played, in Yiddish bars. Daniel Kahn says his bandmates think of Prince Nazarov as the wild grandfather they never met.
His mandolin, it's out of tune, the accordion's out of tune, but nobody cares. They're just playing as hard and as wild as possible. It's the way he spits out his Yiddish lyrics has a kind of raw energy. And frankly, it's the same raw energy that I hear in early punk rock.
Prince Nazarov's sole album of Yiddish music led some of the biggest names in klezmer music today back into a studio. In addition to Cohen and Kahn, the brothers Nazarov includes the fiddler Jake Shulman-Ment, vocalist and guitarist Michael Alpert, who was named an NEA National Heritage Fellow last year, and Russian singer Psoy Korolenko.
Papa, buy some shoes for me. Papa, I want a penny. Schmilchik wants a bicycle, a blouse, I think I'm fanny.
Quietly, my wife does weep, and her tears she's drying, for she doesn't like to hear the children always crying.
As exuberant as the music is, many of the details of Prince Nazarov's life remain less clear. We do know that he was born in Russia in 1892, and that a man named Nicholas Nazarov is listed in U.S. Census records as having two children. But Daniel Kahn says members of the brothers Nazarov haven't been able to track them down.
We have yet to hear from any of his relatives, nor have the people at Smithsonian. He was buried in countless bargain record crates at the back room of many used record stores. That's the only grave of his that we know of.
But Khan and the rest of the brothers Nazarov have managed a kind of closure. Their new CD is out on the same label that released their namesake's vinyl record more than 60 years ago. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.